Hey, I spoke to David Lovering from the Pixies the other day.
Nice guy.
He was actually great to chat to. Personally, a huge fan of the Pixies. Surf Rosa and Come On Pilgrim was the first CD I ever purchased.
Has he been around since the get?
Yeah.
Rad.
He's OG. He's original lineup.
Nice.
They're in town on Friday playing Surf Rosa and Come On Pilgrim start to finish and a little bit more.
Which is already a long show.
What, like, 2 hours, apparently, the show.
Sweet.
So this is me chatting to him.
You're playing in Auckland and you are playing both Surf Rosa and Come On Pilgrim when you're down here. Can you remember much of either of those sessions? I guess they're kind of a while ago now, but what can you tell me about your session for Come On Pilgrim in 87 at Fort Apache?
So, I think those two, at least Surf Rosa and Come On Pilgrim, I remember the most. Yeah. Then it gets a little murky after that. I think it's just being young and knowing. But Come On Pilgrim, that was demo tapes that we did over the weekend. I think it went from a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday at Fort Apache in Roxbury, Massachusetts. And I remember it well because we knew the songs. We knew how to play them because we had rehearsed them. And I borrowed my friend's drum set. He had this gorgeous Slingerland set that I used. And I remember as we got in there, because Fort Apache was in a kind of an office building, an older building, but the heat was turned off on Friday, and this was in the winter. So as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday progressed, it got colder and colder and colder because we were kind of staying there inside as well as doing the recording. But yeah, it was memorable because it was one of our first experiences in a kind of a real studio and everything, and we knew the songs and we were confident in doing them. When we went to do Surfer Rosa, now we had a record label that had suggested a producer, and Q Division was this studio in Boston, and it just was another level for us. And again, we knew those songs, and it was a blast doing it, especially with a new guy at the helm. So, but yeah, we were very happy with it. In fact, Surfer Rosa, I think that's one of my favorite albums. I don't know if it's because of I don't think it was the experience. I think it was just because of the songs and everything, or maybe the time or something. But yeah, but it was all good and fond memories of it.
Did you feel like the recordings were going to have the impact that they did in following years? Was there any sense of that?
No, I don't. It's hard to be that in our position. We wanted to. We were a band with wanted success, but it was. I don't know. And even though our position, even if fans like us, it's hard to give any comment from our position because we're just still a band, and we like doing what we do. But it doesn't. I don't think it affects us, or I don't think about it that much. Mm. No, we don't.
We'll be right back.
Beneath the Eyrie, which mm-hmm. you guys put out last year, it was recorded in a converted church in upstate New York. What was it like recording an album in an old church?
Oh, it was nice. It was an interesting place. I mean, it was kind of surreal. I mean, it was in the dead of winter. The attic was infested with squirrels that were just making a racket. It had a lot of equipment in it, but it lent itself to a nice kind of thing because it was kind of a residency, a kind of place that you could live and eat and just kind of and work on stuff. So it was a nice environment, kind of situated remotely, I think. I mean, you had to drive a ways just to get food and pack the refrigerator up, but it was nice. It was an enjoyable situation. The studio was great. We all got along. I think everything fell together, and within 3 weeks, I think we were ahead of ourselves. So it was a wonderful time.
Just going back to the squirrels, because we don't have them in New Zealand, so they're a bit of they're a real novelty for us. Do you have any interesting stories about the squirrels' antics in the attic of the recording studio or the church?
Well, what was interesting is I was surprised that they were letting it happen because, I mean, they were overrun. I don't know if you call it a colony of squirrels or whatever when there's a lot of them. But when you think of maybe, you know, all the feces or whatever dying up there, I mean, you got to take care of this issue. No.
Yeah.
But it was in the morning because I lived in the rectory part of it. But in the morning, or you could hear it going on, the racket. But in the morning when you went down there, if music wasn't being played, it was just, you could hear them running all above you. And it was only a small crawl space between the roof and the ceiling that they were all inhabiting in that whole area. But one time I was in the room I was in, and I'm big into kind of shortwave radio, so I put a radio antenna outside hanging off a tree. And that tree that was the tree that they used to get from the ground to jump into the access into the roof, the squirrels. So I'm out there, I'm looking out the window, and I see a squirrel, and he starts jumping on my antenna. I'm like, oh, no. If he knocks the antenna, it's gone. So I did this old trick where I take two quarters, two U.S. 25-cent pieces, coins, and their edges are kind of ribbed, I should say. And if you put them against each other and kind of hold it correctly in your hand, you can mimic kind of what a squirrel does. I can't explain it, but I've done it in the past. I learned it when I was a kid, and squirrels will kind of take notice. This squirrel stopped. He started coming over. He came up to my window that was open and tried to get in the room when I was... I had to stop. I've never had a squirrel respond that much to just this little simple thing that I've done for years. But it was quite amazing because I love animals, and it was quite an experience.
But call me Blackjack Hooligan. I came all the way from Aberdeen to live among the go-betweens. Let me tell you about Catfish Kate. In a time before when she's just Kate, here in the mountains all alone, before the time we call this home. Where is my angel falling? Take their cue. Now Kato went to catch a fish to put inside a favorite dish. A catfish grabbed her by the head and took her to his house instead. Where is my angel falling? Down at the river bottom. And will she get away? My life would blossom. Is she just playing?
morning show, the bloody sight. Kate all dressed in catfish clothes, his whiskers for her catfish robe, whiskers for her robe.
Amazing, amazing. Now, what can people expect from the Pixies this time around at Spark Arena on March 6th?
What's interesting is Surfer Rosa and Come On Pilgrim are like riding a bike. So it's something you love to do and very easy to do because you've done it since you were a kid. So I think it'll show in the shows. It'll be a fun show playing those songs. And there'll be a video as well accompanying it that talks about the whole history of it. And there'll be a thing with Vaughn Oliver and the various people speaking, which is it's kind of sublime in the situation of things. But it's a wonderful evening and a presentation that we put together.
Because you guys kind of just get on stage and get to work, don't you? There's not a lot of chit-chat from the band.
No, that's one thing that I've been vocal about. If you've never seen the band, we're not an antisocial band. We just get up there and do our business. So it's when we start, it's 2 hours straight. There's really no talking between songs. The songs are as much as we can change the guitars between each before we start the next one. And that's what we do. And that's just we're not being antisocial. That's the only thing I would like to get across.
Hey, David, it's been an absolute pleasure. I tell you what, I fucking love the Pixies, and it was all I ever listened to as a teenager, so it's been a real treat to be able to speak with you. The pleasure is all mine, and I look forward to seeing you when you're down here.
Awesome, Johnny. I do appreciate that, and thank you for speaking with me. I do appreciate it. You have a wonderful day, all right?
You too, David.
Bye.
The Pixies.
That's the Pixies.
The Pixies.
I see.
Playing on Friday, Spark Arena. Don't be an idiot. Go along. It's going to be great.
Plenty of room. It looks like on the floor. I mean, I'd go on the floor. It seems like a. They seem like quite a dancey band, from what I've heard.
Nah,
I saw them at the Power Station. It was pretty great.
They were amazing at the Power Station.
Oh, did you ask them if they're doing live recordings still?
No, I didn't.
I wonder if I'd probably be a bit gnarly in Spark, but if anybody does want that double CD, I do have it at home. Live at the Power Station, I'll probably sell it for the right price.